This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Good morning to you. Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio, iHeartRadio app. Welcome in. Hope you're doing great. Dan Byers alongside my man Jason Stewart. And it is a Friday, a golf Friday, where we're, well, you know, watching the second round of the Masters, reacting to the first round of the Masters. We still have some O.J. Simpson, I guess, to discuss, whether or not he's worthy of discussion or not. And then we have a coaching hiring of papal levels. Is that what I got to say there, Dan?
Yeah. I'm good with it. I'm good with that.
Okay. How you doing, Dan?
I'm great, Doug. I'm great. Masters, first round wrapping up. Second round has already begun. So you've got this converging of rounds at Augusta. So, yeah, it's a great day.
It is a good day.
White smoke in Lexington.
So Mark Pope is going to be the new head coach of Big Blue Nation. And if you're sitting there going like, who in the hell is Mark Pope? Kentucky people actually know who Mark Pope is because he played at Kentucky. He started his career at University of Washington, transferred in and played for Rick Pitino at Kentucky, part of one of their national championship teams under Pitino. And he's been the head coach at Utah Valley State and BYU. And just this year, he took BYU to the NCAA tournament. And yeah, it's... So there's a lot to unpack there, right? Because you sit there going like, wait a second. First, they were talking about Dan Hurley, who just won back-to-back national titles. Then they were talking about Billy Donovan, who won back-to-back national titles, was the last guy to do it before Dan Hurley. Then they were talking about Scott Drew, who'd won a national title and is a top 20 program year in, year out at Baylor. And now you're talking about Mark Pope, who I've never heard of before. Again, I'm taking the average college fan of some level. But I got to say, I don't hate it. I mean, are we really going to do the whole circus where you have to have been, in the SEC? Let's just do the SEC musical chairs. Like Bruce Pearl would work, but also Bruce Pearl's probably 5 years from not coaching anymore. And he already is in the SEC, and you bring a guy home. And I love the people like, well, look at the recruiting classes he's had. He's at BYU.
Sure.
and People know I'm big in the Mormon community. I am. When I was in Connecticut, I literally had Mormons on each side of my house and incredible neighbors and people. So much so that I am Brother Doug to many people. I'm being only half facetious because I really do have a lot of Mormon friends. But like, look, we all kind of know the deal. You have to sign an honor code, and they actually live up to that honor code in terms of no sex, no drugs, no rock and roll. In college. And he's done some unique things at BYU, and this year they shot more threes than twos. He's played in the NBA. I don't know. Like, we make it out like you have to have been some carnival barker in the past to coach at Kentucky, and maybe you could just coach because you played there and you know how to coach basketball. And we'll see if people leave him alone.
How much is it? Because I think that there are a lot of schools that feel, I think. There are a lot of schools at a certain level that have a let's bring them home guy, right? Like, yeah. And it's not every school, but you have that guy. Honestly, you may be it for Oklahoma State, but that's a completely different story. The point is Kentucky seems to be this different animal, yeah, where bringing a guy home is not good enough. And I don't know if it's a, you know, third choice, fourth choice, that sort of syndrome, but it sure doesn't equate to any other basketball program in college basketball, because Kentucky really isn't like any other program in college basketball.
No. Doesn't mean it's not a precursor for success. You know, I mean, Billy Gillespie, when he went there, I mean, everyone, myself included, would have said, man, that'll work, right? But I also think that part of it is the timing of how things went down, in that many of these coaches had already turned down like a different job, whether it's the Arkansas job or any of these other jobs, the Louisville job. And so they had already gone back to their athletic directors who had, you know, promised them more money and promised them more NIL, and or some of them just have these ridiculous buyouts. And maybe you just sat there and go like, okay, like Mick Cronin would be great, but I got to pay a $16 million buyout. And why would I can bring a Kentucky guy home? Obviously, I mean, I believe that every school is different, but for my school, I thought bringing somebody home is important because the basketball coach, the football coach, the baseball coach, the now retiring wrestling coach, John Smith, all alums. And I do think that in recruiting, recruiting is telling a story, right, of what your 4 years or, you know, 1, 2, 3 years will look like. And when you're recruiting to your school, you're telling your story. There is some definite risk, because if it doesn't work, now all of a sudden you cut that part of your history or of the school's history off if you lose, right? But there's also a ton to be gained for when it's your guy. There's a lot, maybe more loyalty. There's an ability to translate what it's like to be a part of Kentucky's Big Blue Nation. And by the way, as much as we could sit here and go, hey, he's not as accomplished as X, Y, and Z, if we're looking at the five biggest jobs, right, the two others on the Eastern Seaboard, right, North Carolina and Duke, they're both coached by alums, both of whom were never head coaches before they got that job. So, like, you can be critical of Mark Pope's hiring in comparison to if you were going to hire Dan Hurley, but whatever you think of what they're doing at North Carolina, having gone to a Final Four 2 years ago, three seasons ago, whatever, this year they were a one seed. Last year, obviously disappointed, didn't make the tournament. And at Duke, John Shire is an alum, and they had never coached before at all as head coach. They've been assistant coaches, but had never been head coaches at all. And then, of course, at UCLA, you have Mick Cronin, who was a well-decorated head coach before he got that job. And then Kansas is Bill Self, and of course, he was a well-decorated head coach. So there's no one perfect way to thread this thing.
I do think Duke and North Carolina are a bit unique because of who their predecessors were.
Sure, succession plan.
Yes, absolutely.
Sure.
And that makes it tricky. Kentucky is also sitting there saying, and timing of it isn't a factor because it's Kentucky. Not that the timing's even off. It's different if a coach would leave during the summer, but we're right out of the gates of the Final Four. I think it's the fact of the also couldn't get what they wanted. They were turned down, or the fan base feels that they were turned down by those other options.
It's funny because it's like the fan base turning on one of their own in Mark Pope is the exact reason that a lot of these coaches are like, whoa.
Sure.
it's like, what movie is it? Is it, is it Kingpin? What? Yeah, I think it's Kingpin where he says, who are you calling psycho? Yeah. You know? It's like, man, your fans are crazy. That's why coach is like, what do you mean our fans are crazy? We just didn't want to hire some guy that we don't like. He's like, what? But he's one of your own.
And he's one of your own.
Who are you calling psycho?
From one of your best teams that you've ever had as a school. Yes. You know, that 96 squad was amazing.
I know Mark. It's actually this is actually one of my funnier stories. So when I was working at CBS, there was a year where I did 13 UNLV games. UNLV home games, 13. I was living in Southern California like I am now. And I was doing all those Mountain West games, and they were really good. Dave Rice was the head coach. By the way, Dave just got a junior college head coaching job after, I think it's Snow Junior College, I think, which is in Salt Lake City. I believe that's the one he just got. Congrats to you, Dave. And he was at Cal Baptist. So I would take off, and it got to the point where I was like, hey, do you guys mind if I just like fly in day of the game? They're like, yeah, no problem. You know, from where I lived is like 10 minutes to Orange County Airport, and Orange County Airport's a 45-minute flight, and the games were at 8, and I would get done at 3, and I'd get on a flight at like 4, land at 5, and just go directly to Thomas & Mack, which is right off the runway. That's where UNLV plays. And so without fail, I would land, and I would text Dave Rice, hey, man, do you mind if I come up to the office? And usually I would go right up. Well, one of my numbers for Dave Rice, it was Mark Pope's number because Dave had been at BYU as an assistant coach, and he gave Mark his number for his school cell phone. So it was one of those where I would just, without looking, I had multiple Dave Rice numbers and typed in Dave Rice, and all of a sudden Mark Pope would start this conversation with me as if he was Dave Rice, but he was really Mark Pope. He's like, hey, Doug, it's actually Mark Pope. Wrong number. So I had like a probably 3-month-long text exchange going on with Pope.
Were you catfished by Mark Pope?
I was catfished by Mark Pope. That's exactly what it was. He's a great dude. He's very bright, very funny. I know people that have worked for him that like him. He's an immensely likable guy. Which, of course, gives me all the fear in the world that he's going to Kentucky and those people will change him into some demonic figure. But I don't think that's going to happen. You know? And you can go and point out all these different coaches you could have had or whatever. But the truth is that you're kind of annoying. That's how people view you. I know. I'm kind of annoying. Right? In a different way. And like, if you're Kentucky, it's okay to not be for everybody. Lots of coaches were not people's first choice. Dana Altman was famously like not anybody's first, second, third, fourth, fifth choice at Oregon. That guy is amazing. This is one of those. We also will also do a thing where we criticize the what's it called when you hire a search firm. Everybody always criticizes when you hire a search firm. It's because they don't know what search firms actually do. Search firms make it so that you don't know who you're reaching out to, that all of the background work is already done, so that when you go and make a hire, like had they gone out and just been negotiating with Mark Pope, it would have been a much easier sale. All of these jobs, I mean, Louisville was open for, everyone knew it was coming open forever. And you get the sense that who turned it down. But if you don't know who turned it down, it doesn't look nearly as bad. And that's the beauty to the search firm is like, wow. And you could also pass it off as, well, that's just the search firm doing what the search firm does. Because Mark Pope had turned around BYU basketball this year. He won at Utah Valley State previously, which is like a college, it's basically in the shadow of BYU, but, you know. And, I don't hate it. I'd like to see a guy get a chance at a higher level. And it's the old question. If you can do that at BYU, what can you do at Kentucky? You know, and the criticism of John Calipari was, well, you know, that act had kind of run tired. So this guy has a completely different pitch spiel. I think a more, you got to develop some talent now. You got to recruit out of the portal now. You got to be more creative now. Because the old days of lining up and trying to get the five best high school products doesn't work. Doesn't work. There's a myriad of reasons. We can do a whole radio show. And I do think it'll get back to closer to working. The G League Ignite went away. If Overtime Elite goes away, I think, and with all the NIL and kids reportedly making, you know, seven figures, I think more and more kids will go to and stay in college. But when they stay in college, again, it makes it harder to win with younger players. So doing the same thing over and over again, even though it's been successful for Kentucky for a while, that doesn't mean it's always going to work when the landscape has changed. But I just think it's hilarious that Kentucky fans don't understand how they are perceived and how that perception drives a lot of people away. And the perfect example of it is the massive overreaction to one of their own, a Kentucky alum who just took his team to the NCAA tournament, getting the job, being met with, it's kind of like when you drink a cough syrup when you're a kid.
Oh, jeez, what is that?
I find it hilarious that they would rather have Bruce Pearl and Rick Pitino, not because of their coaching ability, yes, but because of what Pitino had. He went to Louisville. Bruce Pearl has been a thorn in the side of Kentucky, whether he be at Tennessee or at Auburn or whatever. They would rather have those options than to have one of their own who, again, won a national championship with them almost 30 years ago.
Yeah. Well, I love it, and people like to talk about loyalty, and then when you bring in one of your own, you know, you're not – people are so disloyal and don't even want to give it a chance. So, and then, of course, you have the Pope, the fact that he's the Pope – and it's the head coach of Kentucky. And I think you tweeted out yesterday with the white smoke.
Yes, yes. Right? 6 likes, I think it got.
Well, I liked it. I don't know if I actually liked it.
But you appreciated it.
I appreciated it, even if I didn't like it. Coming up next, how'd Tiger look? Not physically, like golf. Well, we can do physically if you want, if you're into that sort of thing. And we also do as a golfer. That's upcoming next. The Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich. Fox Sports Radio every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromise and also Uncensored, by the way, so maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after-show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising. Perfect. And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I never even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Good morning to you, Dan Patrick Show on a Friday, Fox Sports Radio. I will say that filling in for Dan on a Friday, when they have Meet Friday in Connecticut, and us being just here in this beautiful, palatial, brand new studio in Southern California, but the idea that I could be having Meet Friday coming off of a Traeger grill, I think that's an L for us. That's catching an L.
Sorry to let you down, Doug.
Yeah, not you. It's just the kind of general setup of what
Jason
we do.
Jason didn't bring his smoker.
Yeah.
Didn't bring the Traeger.
Didn't bring in the Traeger? I am a guy, I'll just tell you, like, I'm kind of like wimpy. When I buy hamburger meat, and it's like really good hamburger meat, and, you know, I'm like a 1.5 burger guy, like, man, I'll sit around and have a burger in the morning. There's no shame in that at all to me. So had there been Meat Friday, even on the West Coast, even at 6:24, I would have been having a burger right now. How do you take your burger there, Dan Beyer?
Medium, usually.
Cheese?
No, plain hamburger. Remember, diet of an 8-year-old.
Well, that means lots of ketchup?
No, no ketchup, no mustard, no condiments.
Diet of an 8-year-old or kid, I would think American cheese and a ton of ketchup.
No, not at all. Plain hamburger, bun and meat only.
That's it?
Yep, that's it.
You are Midwest old school. In case you're wondering, which no one actually asked, okay, lots of cheese, big thick piece of fresh, it's got to be really good tomato, but I need texture wise and temperature wise the tomato. Yes, ketchup. You know that truff sauce? You ever that really expensive truff sauce where they have like truffle in there or whatever? Mix it in with your ketchup. Oh, incredible. And if you're going to do onion, red onion. Jason Sobel joins us. He, of course, hosts the Masters Radio, which is a station unlike any other. I'm kidding. On Sirius XM, he joins us after day one at the Masters. Jason, how are you? Good morning to you.
Good morning, guys. Look, we'll get to the Masters. That's all well and good. I got to get in on this Meet Friday.
Yeah.
We've got a big team here for Masters Radio this week, and so instead of everyone getting done every night, trying to figure out, like, all right, I'm going here for dinner, I'm going there, what do you need? We have catered food every night. We had Jimmy Haygood, who's a local chef coming in, a local cook, came in the other night and made like burnt ends, and he made like brisket, and he had mac and cheese, like his grandmother's mac and cheese recipe. There are like 30 of us hanging out. I'm telling you, That's the best part of Masters Week for me right there.
What is the setup? Because I don't think people realize the maybe lack of hotel rooms. How do you guys set up for a week at an event like this? Is it just you guys rent a house, you're sharing rooms? What is it for you guys?
We've got many houses. We've got, I think, 4 or 5 houses within the Masters radio team. Like I said, I think it was 32 total people credentialed, and some might have been here early in the week. Some are coming later in the week. Not everyone's here the entire week, but for the most part, yeah, I think it's 5 houses. Everyone's got their own room. Everyone's got their own bed. They take great care of us. And like I said, catered every night just because it actually probably cuts down on the expenses. You know, if you think about 30 different people going to 30 different dinners every
for
night,
sure.
Hey, we might as well just bring in food for everybody and all hang out together. So it's honestly, and this is going to sound really cheesy, it's honestly my favorite part of the week. I get it. It's the Masters, best tournament of the year, Augusta National, greatest course of the year. The best of the best are all playing against each other once again. But to be able to hang out with, like, this really cool team of people and, like, get done every night and we're, like, all just together and we're all working towards the same goal, that part to me is, like, I love being part of a team.
Plus, you don't have to do the expense reports for that day, right?
Like, exactly.
I literally had to lock myself into my house and do expense reports today. It's just the worst. Eldrick, Tiger Woods. How did he look?
Like, pretty good. I feel like this is typical Tiger Woods at Augusta in the opening round, which is, I've always likened him to a heavyweight fighter, Doug, at the opening round in Augusta. Like, hey, just throw some jabs. Don't need to throw a haymaker. Don't need to knock out the opponent. Just make sure you don't get punched in the face. That's exactly what he's done over the first 18 holes here. Kept himself in it. Doesn't need to be in the lead. Look, does Tiger really inside? I know what he said on Tuesday. Yeah, I show up to tournaments to win, and I still think I can pick off another one here. But this is a guy who's played very, very few rounds of golf. He's only played a round and a half competitively this year so far. I don't know that deep inside he believes he can go win this golf tournament, but he's keeping himself in it. There are a lot of much more accomplished players, and by accomplished, I mean this year, guys who have played a lot more, guys who are higher on the world ranking, guys who are doing bigger and better things right now, currently, than Tiger, who have much worse scores through 18 holes. So, holding himself together very well.
I'm watching from my living room 3 time zones away, but in terms of his presence in what has not been a normal year for golf, it feels more divided than ever. Does just his presence carry an enormous weight in making? I know it's the Masters. We all love the Masters. Everybody comes together. But how much does Tiger being there kind of make up for what we've maybe missed so far the first 3 or 4 months of this year?
Yeah, no doubt. It makes it a more momentous event with Tiger involved. Look, I don't know that ratings-wise, if Tiger's not in serious contention, that his presence is necessarily going to make a massive difference because people are going to watch the Masters no matter what. But it just brings a little more buzz, brings a little more energy to the event. And it's great to see him there. And quite frankly, this is a different Tiger Woods than we had 10, 15, 20 years ago, who was all game face and just wanted to go out there and step on the throats of his opponents. He's out there playing practice rounds with his buddies. He's smiling. He's having a little more fun. His press conference on Tuesday, I was in there. He seemed not just relaxed, but a little nostalgic. Now, granted, a lot of the questions were about him someday playing an honorary role at Augusta and, you know, winding down his career. And so he was kind of forced to answer those questions and be a little nostalgic. But Tiger Woods of 10, 15 years ago would not have talked in that vein, and he is right now.
Doug Gottlieb, Dan Beyer in for Dan Dennett. Here on the Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. Jason Sobel is our guest. Of course, you can hear him on Masters Radio on Sirius XM, and he joins us here on the Dan Patrick Show. What about the rest of the field in regards to the live thing? Like, how does this field feel with the two kind of groups, the Hatfields and the McCoys, sort of coming together?
So I think that we in the media, the public, tend to make a much bigger deal about it than the players do. I think the players are sort of like, oh, yeah, that's Sergio. I played with him for 20 years, and now he's on another tour, but he's back here, and we're playing together, and it's not really a big deal. I think that's more of an us problem than a them problem. By and large, almost every single player you speak with right now says, we need to figure this out. We need to get away that we can figure out how the PGA Tour players and LIV players can come together and play together again. I do think it's going to happen. I don't think it's going to happen very quickly. As we've seen, there was a December 31st deadline. Then there was a deadline for this week, and I don't think that's going to happen. And so this deal's going to take a while to come through. I do think at some point, though, they will be playing together more frequently than just the major championships. But I don't want the public out there to believe that, you know, Bryson's in first and Scottie's in second, and those guys hate each other because they play different tours right now. I mean, think about it. If you're in whatever industry you're in and you meet up with someone who's a competitor that you used to work with, you go, okay, well, it doesn't mean I hate them now. It just means we work at different places, and, you know, once in a while we see each other and we can still hang out a little bit.
I am not a fan of LIV. It's known on this network, so I'll just say that. But if we do have a scenario, Jason, where Bryson and Scottie Scheffler are going head-to-head, you know, over Saturday and Sunday, and there are other players, but they're the top two right now, off the heels of what Brooks did last year, like, is there more credibility? Because I felt like we were asking that question last year when Brooks won the PGA. We're saying, does this add credibility to LIV? If Bryson does this add even more credibility, or are we past that point in trying to validate what that tour is?
Yeah, I feel the same way about Bryson winning this week as I did about Brooks at the PGA. And I give Brooks a lot of credit because the avenue was open. The door was open. The question was asked as to whether this sort of validates LIV Golf, whether this gives them reason to, you know, hey, we should have world ranking points. We should be thought of as a bigger tour. And Brooks said, no, I'm just me. I'm not LIV Golf. I play there. I'm just me. I want a golf tournament. This doesn't have any sort of, you know, outward narrative towards anything else. I don't know what Bryson will necessarily say, but I have a feeling it'll probably be about the same thing, that, you know, this isn't necessarily just a win for LIV Golf. I know Greg Norman, I know all the LIV trolls on social media will try to turn this into, like, LIV won, PGA Tour lost, but I just don't think that's what it is. It's an individual player playing an individual sport who happens to play for a certain tour, and if he does win, I don't think it's necessarily any, like, sort of big thing for LIV. It's just a big thing for Bryson or whoever it might be.
If you were a betting man, who would you bet? Who would you bet wins this tournament?
Well, can I throw away all my tickets to start the week, because those aren't looking too good right now? It's Scottie Scheffler, and you know, I hate the fact that in the betting markets, Scottie Scheffler is at such a short number right now. He opened it 4-1, 4.5-1 in most books, which, it's really hard to get behind when there are 89 players in an entire field. And then he shoots 6 under, and now he's more than half that. He's about a third that number. So you look at him at the plus 125, plus 150 number, even in second place right now, and it's really hard to look at anybody else and want to hedge off of Scotty and think that somebody else is going to beat him right now. He's just that good.
I got one last one for me, Jason, and it's nothing to do with the top of the leaderboard. It has to do with Phil Mickelson. And LIV all plays into it. But this is a tournament that celebrates its former champions. And great final round last year, surges to the top of the leaderboard with very little fanfare and TV coverage. Shoots a 1-over-73. I knew that because I had to look it up. I don't even know what Phil Mickelson wore yesterday because I don't remember seeing him during the broadcast. Oh, is this a conscious effort? Is this because Phil is 53? How has it gotten to this point, I guess, is the best question, with at one point one of the most beloved players that we've ever had in the game?
Yeah, the turnabout for Phil Mickelson over the last few years has been very, very strange. He has played a bigger role. For as much as I said, look, Brooks didn't take credit for his win and say that this was a LIV narrative and say, yeah, this is a big win for LIV. I don't think Bryson will do the same. Phil is very much on the other side of that. Phil is very vocal in his support for his own tour right now. It has turned him from a beloved figure in the game of golf to essentially sort of a villain. Now, do I know if the TV networks are saying, hey, don't show Phil Mickelson that much because he's not the same Phil Mickelson that everybody idolized a few years ago? I have no idea. I can tell you that I don't believe we're doing that on radio. But again, if he's not shooting a score that necessarily warrants the coverage, then I do think that that Phil's definitely taken a turn over the last few years. And, you know, things have a way of settling down. Like I said, I think there'll be a deal at some point. I think Phil Mickelson will become back in the good graces of the general public at some point. But right now, he's a little persona non grata in golf, and it's just very strange.
It truly is. All right, well, I don't feel nearly as bad for you, knowing you staying at some palatial estate and having catered food every night. So enjoy the Masters. Thanks so much for joining us, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
That's Jason Sobel. Don't you think, don't you think that's actually not a great way to start a question, isn't it? It just isn't. I just want to read this. From the versatile EQB to the sublime EQS, Mercedes-Benz makes electric extraordinary. The vehicles are all electric. The feeling's all Mercedes. The choice is yours. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQ. I almost feel like the Liv guys should lean into the villain role. Like, all of them should wear, like, leather, cut-off shirts, maybe get some sleeve tats. Like, they could be the bad boys of golf, right?
Yeah, yes. I do think that there are a few of them. Like, Patrick Reed would play that pretty well.
Sure.
But I don't even think Bryson, who's atop the leaderboard here, he was a villain at one point, even before Liv came along, and I don't think that they like that role. It's a heavy burden. Brooks played that role, and I think Brooks has even softened over time. Yeah, I get what you're saying, but I don't know if a lot of these guys are built to play that role.
No. The Phil thing is amazing, right? It's like Tiger is sort of becoming like Tom Brady. Because remember, for a long time, Tom Brady was despised when he was in New England. Despised. Mm-hmm. And then he goes to Tampa, and he's the one who escaped Belichick. He wins the Super Bowl. And now, like, he's the coolest dork ever, right? Yes. Literally, the coolest dorky dude ever. Beloved. Everyone's like, man, the GOAT. He walks in. Like, wait a second. When he was in New England, people hated him. And there was a time when Tiger was really not liked. Even by members of the tour.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, yeah. Yeah. I had heard Tiger was pretty good in the locker room. Yeah. But yeah, there was some times, but
Phil, it was the outward facing, the forward facing image of, and everyone seemed to, every frat boy and golf dude and country club guy liked Phil. And he went for it, and he gambled literally and more figuratively. And now he's like, I thought persona non grata was the perfect way of saying it.
We're not even 3 years removed from him becoming the oldest major champion ever. But in those 3 years, Liv came about. He had his comments. He was a driving force, you know, behind that league starting. And, yeah, it's just for a championship and tournament that celebrates its former champions, for him to just a three-time winner. And really, honestly, the face of it for a while when Tiger was going through his stuff.
Sure.
It's I never would have thought in a million years we'd be at that point.
Okay, so, but then Jason was like, yeah, he'll be back in the good graces of golf fans maybe in a year. Like, I don't know if that's the case.
He's going to be 54, I believe, this summer. And so you also wonder how much are you going to be playing golf and how do you have an opportunity to put yourself back in the good graces, especially if there's no merger between the two tours.
Okay, so here's a question, and please, if you want to think I'm an idiot, that's fine, because I literally don't know. One of the things I don't do is I don't make comments about people or eras that I wasn't alive and I didn't study and I don't know. So was there, of the older golfers, right, were any of them like this, where during their era they weren't liked and now we've come around to loving them? You know, I'm talking, we have the Gary Players and the, I mean.
Arnie and Jack were rivals, you know, but obviously time heals all wounds. I think Faldo was that role. I think that Faldo really wasn't liked. Helps when you turn to the media and then you're heard all the time and to that point. But I think that would be a prominent name. Jack and Tom Watson were always rivals, but I don't think that they were ever fierce enemies by any means. It's been few.
I'm Doug Gottlieb. He's Dan Beyer in for Dan and the Danettes. Coming up on the Dan Patrick Show, we're going to the final weekend of the NBA season. That's right. That's actually here. And there are three teams tied for the eighth spot in the West. How will this end? We'll tell you next on the Dan Patrick Show.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Doug Gottlieb, Dan Beyer in for Dan. The Danettes, Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. The less your business spends, the more your margin you keep. NetSuite by Oracle brings accounting, finance, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce costs everywhere. Now through April 15th, NetSuite is offering one-of-a-kind flexible financing programs. Head to netsuite.com/Patrick right now. Okay, so Dan, I don't know if it's hard to keep up with the daily basis of the NBA standings, right? And they kind of threw us a curveball with the play-in tournament. Because then you're like, wait, what? Oh, okay. Now we're back to the regular scheduling programming. Then we have the NCAA tournament. Now you have Masters Golf, you know? And we're like, all right, playoffs are right after the Masters. We get to the last weekend. But if you're just catching up to this season story, Warriors, the Kings, and the Lakers are all tied with two games remaining. Now, the Kings have clinched the tiebreaker over both. Right? In a three-team tie, the order would be Sacramento 8, Golden State 9, Lakers 10. Lakers 10. So what do you think happens?
I want to answer it by I don't think it even matters. I don't think that Sacramento is a threat. So if I'm any of the teams that are up there, I'd want to see Sacramento just because of the injuries to Monk and to Herter. I don't think that they're a legitimate threat. So if I'm Denver, Minnesota.
Hold on, hot take. Dan Beyer calls Sacramento illegitimate. Illegitimate.
And what a team.
Bastards.
Right. If I'm going to do a hot take, let's do it against with the Sacramento Kings and not the Golden State Warriors or the Los Angeles Lakers. But there's a part of me that also feels the same way. I don't think Denver fears either team. The Lakers, I would actually believe more into the Lakers despite the Warriors' good fortune and the win over the Lakers if they were to do anything in these playoffs. But ultimately, I just don't think it matters, especially surviving in getting the 8 seed, because I think Denver makes quick work of whoever they face.
I would agree. But okay, but here's where it's like there are two other teams it's all related to. So then you have the Suns and the Pelicans. And the Pelicans are a game up, 2 games remaining. The Pelicans have to go to Golden State. Then they have the Lakers at home. The Suns go to Sacramento. Then they go to Minnesota. Now, we would think Minnesota, you know, downshifts a little bit, but also Minnesota trying to jockey for pole position. Do they want, they can still potentially get the 1 seed or the 2 seed or the 3 seed. Like, this had things kind of interesting. Normally, I would say it doesn't matter, but it totally matters because you don't know. Denver's very likely to be the 1 seed, but they haven't locked it up yet. They got San Antonio and Memphis. They win one of those games. They lock up. They get the 1 seed. But then you got Minnesota and then you have Minnesota and the Thunder, and neither of those teams have done bubkiss in the playoffs. Karl Anthony Towns has been out, but you still, I think people think the Wolves are the more dangerous postseason team than the Thunder are. On the other hand, like, we don't know what the Thunder look like in the playoffs because they've been looking really good in the regular season. So I disagree with you. So we don't know who the 6th seed will be. Because remember, if it's Suns, Kings, Warriors, Lakers, only 2 get to go to the actual playoffs.
Correct. But why does that matter in the grand scheme of things?
Well, like because first thing is that means very likely, I mean, either Kevin Durant, Stephen Curry, or LeBron James and Anthony Davis are not in the playoffs.
Yep.
One of those 3.
Totally get it. It's funny because I actually think that the NBA would have looked at this. I think they would like it. They thought it was going to be the reverse.
Yes.
Lakers and Warriors battling for number 1.
Yes.
And here you have the showdown between the Nuggets and Thunder and Timberwolves that are going to be in the play-in, and maybe one of those hot young teams can challenge one of these veteran-laden Warriors or Lakers teams. And it may actually be better because it draws interest to the play-in tournament that way.
Right.
Like, again, when you see, like, clinch playoff berth, like, the Pelicans haven't clinched the playoff berth, but they're going to be in the play-in tournament or the actual playoffs. So there's nothing to worry about except for the fact of you don't want to be 7, 8, 9, or 10 if you're New Orleans at this point. I just don't think they're a legitimate – I just don't think those teams
are
legitimate threats towards anything. Like, we should be treating it like we treat the East actually right now.
Okay, but here's the thing. If you're the Thunder. Do you really want to face the Warriors or the Lakers?
Probably not.
I mean, the Lakers kind of pushed around the Thunder in the regular season. So I'm with you on Denver. With you on Denver. On the other hand, like, again, if you're Denver, I think you want to play the Suns, but are we really sure that's who you want to match up with?
We saw what Golden State did to Sacramento. I mean, I shouldn't say did to them. It took them 7 games, but in that 7th game, they ended up pulling away last year.
Yes, but I also think that the way Sacramento plays, and this year Sacramento, like, now you want to play Sacramento because they're depleted. But the pace of that series, I thought, wore out the Warriors for the Lakers series.
Yeah.
And then, again, you want to play teams that are depleted. That's what happened with the Lakers last year. As you know, they got in and they played the Grizzlies, but the Grizzlies didn't have either of their 2 big guys, so they just dominated them inside. But yeah, like, I think it's funny, the Warriors and Lakers specifically, you know, trying to play catch up here and get into the real field. And we likened this on my show yesterday. It's like the severely obese person. It's like John Goodman. Did you see John Goodman lost like 100 pounds or 150 pounds? You know what I'm talking, like the famous actor with the incredible voice from The Big Lebowski.
Roseanne, yeah. The Connors.
Yes.
Yeah.
And,
Righteous
and
Gemstones.
Guys that carry that much weight for too long, they still end up, you know, 5 years later, they still have major health issues. Like, yeah, but you carry that weight. Or Carmelo Anthony, that didn't carry weight too long. Didn't take care of his body for a long time. Notoriously like bad eater, hangout guy, whatever. And then late in his career, he wants to take care of his body. The damage is kind of done, right? Your body's kind of worn down by it. I think like these teams are all paying. Nobody paid attention to the regular season, miss a game here or there, lose a game here or there. And now all of a sudden, look at it. Now you're just fighting to get in the play-in, let alone avoid playing the Nuggets if you make the playoffs.
The top half of that West is going to be crazy, though.
Yeah, but do you know what the Thunder look like in the playoffs?
No, but I'm just saying, if you had a Denver-Dallas Western Conference semifinal, which could be the case, or the Clippers, look out.
Yeah. And what do the Clippers look like? Do they get Kawhi back? Coming up next, Dan Byer, Doug Gottlieb in for Dan and the Danettes. O.J. Simpson died. Do we care? That's next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.